And now may you speak in the name of the living God to his Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We can almost feel the heady excitement, can't we, in both those readings. Something really new, something really different is going to happen. It's a new start. After all the problems and difficulties, there's going to be recompense and comfort. And they're going to be looked after. The Messiah is coming to lift their burdens. And remember the context of both these readings. Isaiah speaking to a people who'd been in exile for 70 years. Can we just understand for a moment or start to think what that might mean? Generations of people torn away from their homeland, having to make a new start in a country where they were seen as the other, as different, as people who didn't really belong, and of desperately trying to hang on to their faith in that very alien situation, and now being told, it's going to be different. Your burdens are going to be lifted. It's going to be all right. God cares for his people. And then think about the context of the people flocking to John the Baptist. Good news of Jesus Christ. Picking up those words of Isaiah and really looking expectantly to that new world. And we have an image of people flocking to John in the wilderness, not with penitence, but with a readiness to turn round, which is what the word repentance really means, of course, to turn round, to make a new start, and to symbolise that by being baptised, actually in the water of the river, going underneath, being fully immersed in that new life. John came to prepare the way of the Lord. And they too had been oppressed back in their own land, but oppressed by foreign governors again, with a Roman government who weren't always understanding of the Jewish culture and faith, and with the sense that they were not in control. Suddenly they too were promised a new start. And maybe we get a sense of that heady sense of excitement with the news yesterday and the delight and wonder of the first people being vaccinated. And you have probably seen the news of that very upbeat lady in Coventry who took the first jab and was smiling and said it was fine. And then as the day continued, we had other pictures of other people, of nurses and doctors clapping, of scientists with all their professionalism being deeply moved at this new start. And maybe we, although it's only been months that we've had to experience this great change in our life, this great imposition, deadening down of all the things which normally make life so enjoyable and easy and spontaneous, we too can sense a new beginning. There's a way to go yet. There's still going to be months where we've all got to be very careful, but we now can at least envisage a future where daily life is not dominated by COVID. And it is surely the case that God has been with those researchers. God has been with all those assessing the efficacy of the trials. God is with all those rolling out the vaccines now and bringing comfort and joy to so many people. God is with us. And of course, at Advent, we remember the coming of God as a tiny child in that stable, being with us, taking upon us all our needs, all our anxieties, all the messiness of our life. And we remember also and look with joy and expectation to the time when his kingdom will be fulfilled and suffering will be a thing which no longer exists, mourning and crying shall fall away. So let us, this year, be aware of God's bountiful grace, of all that he gives us. I mean, words of the Collect. Some of us at evening prayer last night read the account of the feeding of the 5,000, of all those people being fed with a meal made from the small amount that they already had. God transforming those 5 loaves and 2 fish into a meal to sell for thousands. God also transforming what we have, if we are ready to share it with him and to share with our neighbours. God is in that. God feeds us today in the Eucharist, in the sacrament of his body and his blood, in the bread and wine. Good things are coming. The word of our Lord will stand forever, and he will feed his flock like a shepherd.